Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We get to the Yankees and the Red Sox this weekend on a beautiful Friday, and we welcome in the Yankees left-handed James Paxton. James, Mike Francesa, welcome. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. Felt good to get back out there finally.
Yes. You know, is it a process now where you got to build back up as far as stamina and innings, or do you think you can jump back in now and after just getting back and pitching as well as you did, you can just jump right back in?
I think there'll be some sort of build up as far as pitch count. You know, I think last game I threw about 66 pitches.
Yep.
So I imagine next time out it'll be somewhere around 80 pitches. And then after that, I'm hoping to be back to 100 and kind of normal, you know, normal workload.
So it was short enough that it shouldn't derail your season, right? I mean, you feel pretty good about that from that standpoint, right?
Yeah, you know, I think we got me back as fast as we possibly could. You know, put in a lot of work. I know I was trying to...
Is it healed now?
For the most part, doctor says it'll kind of continue to get better and better as I get going here. But it's feeling pretty dang good and, you know, felt really good out there the other day. So that was really positive.
You've had some impressive performances this year so far. I mean, a couple of overpowering performances. What would you say so far about your Yankees thoughts?
Oh, man, it's been a lot of fun to pitch with the Yankees. You know, such a great defense behind me. You know, we're scoring runs, which is awesome. Really like the catchers that I get to work with. You know, Sanchez and Romine have been great behind the dish for me.
How has Sanchez been? You know, he takes a lot of grief for being an offensive guy and not a good glove and stuff like that. How have you found throwing to Sanchez?
I've liked it. You know, he tries really hard back there. I think he does a good job for me. I know that he puts in the work, you know, and as long as the guy is willing to put in the work and, you know, make the effort, I'll work with him. And he's been doing that and doing a great job.
You know, when you thought about coming here and you know you're on your way, you know, the whole thing, and then to see this team explode like this despite all the injuries and everything that's gone on must be wild, huh?
It is. It's impressive to watch. You know, we've had a lot of guys step up, and it seems to be a different guy every night. You know, some nights it's Gio Urshela or Frazier. You know, DJ LeMahieu's been awesome for us. You know, just a consistent presence in our lineup. Luke Voit's been great. You know, I could go through our whole lineup.
Everybody. You know, that's what it's been. It's been pretty much everybody. The bullpen, the whole team. Fielding, defense, your pitching, the whole team. Look at Ramon, yourself. I mean, everybody's done an incredible job. I mean, that's how you win 30 out of 40.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been quite a run, you know, and it's going to be really fun when we get some guys back like Judge and Giancarlo. And, man, I can't imagine what this team's going to be capable of come, you know, July and August.
You know, it'll be hard to play better. You guys have done things that haven't been done since the 98 Yankees, who were one of the great teams of all time. I mean, you've won 8 series in a row. You've won 30 of the last 40 games. I mean, those are great for any club, any time.
Yeah. It's a really good team. We've got great chemistry, you know, great leadership, you know, with CeCe and Gardy in here. They've done an awesome job here putting this group together.
All right. You get the rain out last night. Now you get to see Yankee Red Sox. You know, Yankee Red Sox, and you're going to get Yankee Met coming up in a couple of weeks. Those are the two things where you'll see it's a little different. It's a little crazier when you get those two. That's where it gets a little crazy.
Oh, yeah. I remember the last time Boston came into town. That was those were some fun baseball games. And, you know, I got to pitch in one, my first Yankees-Boston rivalry game.
How did that feel?
That was awesome. You know, just the energy in the stadium was amazing.
And now it'll be even more tonight because it's going to feel like summer tonight. You know, it's going to be – so this weekend you'll even see it ratcheted up a little more. I mean, it's not crazy yet. It's a little early in the year. You'll see it when the Mets come in there on the 10th. But it gets a little crazy there.
Yeah, and I've never played postseason baseball. So, I mean, this is probably the most exciting – you know, high-energy baseball that I've been a part of.
How does it feel, since you haven't, how does it feel to be on a team that's having the kind of season this team's had?
Oh, it feels great. You know, it feels really great to be on a team that's winning so much. And, you know, the great thing about us is we take it one day at a time. You know, we don't look too far ahead as far as what it's going to look like at the end of the season for us. We're just focused on one day at a time and, you know, winning today.
We're talking with James Paxton, the Yankees starting pitcher. It's such a different year than anybody could have expected. I mean, so it's not like any of us know what to make of this whole thing because there's been so many guys out of the lineup and so many new faces, and it's been such a different year. But what would you say about the personality of this team? What kind of personality to you does this team exhibit?
Oh, I think focused. You know, we really lock it in for each day. You know, no one's really talking about the rest of the league and what they're doing or, you know, what's happening a week from now or a month from now. Everyone's really focused on what's happening today, who are we playing today, who are we going to beat today. And it's been a lot of fun to be a part of. And I think that the guys here have a great mindset, and I'm just having fun being a part of it.
How about you? You know, you've had some overpowering games this year. I mean, are you a guy? Are you content? Are you like a guy who wants to be a little more economical, or do you not mind? I mean, it's not a bad thing when you go in there and blow everybody away and strike out a million guys. I mean, you've struck out a lot of guys this year.
Yeah, I mean, strikeouts are great. You know, I like to be able to go deep into ball games. You know, so once I get back to my regular pitch count, I will focus on being efficient with my pitches, you know, so that I can go 7, 8, 9 innings, you know, on a regular basis would be great. You know, that's my goal, is to be a guy that goes deep into games. And, you know, I can strike guys out at the same time. You know, I've had games where I'll throw 110 pitches or so, go 7 or 8 innings and strike out 10 or 12. That's something that I think that I can accomplish. But really, I'm just focused on going out there and giving it all I have as long as they leave the ball in my hand.
How about when, you know, how about pitching at the stadium? What have you found out? You haven't really pitched yet. I mean, the ball always travels good, but when it gets hot, the ball really flies to right and right center. Now, when you're going to face righties, a lot of them know when they try to hit the ball out that way. A lot of the Yankee guys try to do that too. Would it change your pitching patterns a little bit at Yankee Stadium, knowing how much that ball flies to right center?
A little bit. You know, it's definitely something we think about. But I feel like if I can execute my pitches, I'll get the guys out. If I make mistakes, then that's when they can put the ball in the air to the right side and have it travel like that.
How about this pen so far this year, too, huh? I mean, it's been unbelievable.
They've been great. They've thrown the ball really well, especially the last, like, month, I'd say, month and a half. You know, we've really had some guys have some really good months this month. And It's been fun to watch.
Did you have preconceived notions about New York? Have they been what you thought? Has the metropolitan area been what you thought it would be?
Honestly, I'd never really spent much time in New York before this. So living in New York has been a lot of fun for my wife and I.
Are you in suburbs or in the city?
We're in the city.
Oh, good. Yeah. So did you know the city well, or are you just getting used to it?
Just getting used to it now. You know, we're starting to know our way around our neighborhood a little bit, which is fun.
Right.
And, we're really enjoying living in the city. And as far as, you know, Yankee Stadium being a Yankee, I mean, it's better than I thought it could have been. They treat me great here, and the facilities are awesome, and the games are even better. So it's just been great all around.
And it looks like it might be a special year. You know, it's been a long time for the Yankees. For the Yankees, it's been a long time between World Series. So there'll be some pressure on this team down the stretch, especially with this record. But that's part of being with the Yankees, though. You know that going in. But I think this team has that kind of quality.
Absolutely. You know, that's the expectation here is championship or bust. So, you know, we're all aware of that, and we're going to bring it and, you know, give it all we have and try and go as far as we can. Try to be the last team standing.
Well, listen, stay healthy. Congratulations on your start, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much.
Take care. James Paxton, the Yankee starter, and listen, when he's been on the mound, he's been good. We know that. Now he's back, and as he said, he'll work his way back to being, you know, bro. I think he said 60-something pitches the first game back, and now he'll get back and start I think he threw 4 innings in that game, 4 shutout innings, and he'll come back and get going. And he has had some overpowering games so far this year, really has, as the Yankees just continue to roll. It will be Hap this evening. It'll be Armand tomorrow. It'll be CeCe on Sunday, okay, as the Yankees and the Red Sox meet. You know, I don't think you're going to have full bore intensity that you'd have in August or September yet. But I think it's going to be fun. I think, and I think the weather, everyone will be excited tonight because it was just going to be a nice night for a change. It's been such a miserable spring that having a really beautiful day, which it is today, it'll make it a little more, feel a little more like baseball this evening because there have been so many rotten nights there this year at that stadium. Even this week, look at the games and the amount of rain we've had.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.